The black helicopter crowd notion. The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. It's nursing. They're making crazy, but now they're right. Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Oh, man. Welcome back to the show, back to the podcast from episode 2 and 3, your founding father.
How you doing?
Good, man. So, we almost recorded last weekend, but...
Yeah, I figured we'd wait till after the election, just because I felt the world was in a volatile place prior to it. And not knowing what the truth might be from it, you know, because obviously we're founded on conspiracy theories. At least I am the majority of the time trying to figure out the black and the white of the deal.
Myself as well.
Right. So the point is that so now it's after, and we started talking about. It seems like there's a lot of classifications for what the emerging Republican Party is, and one of the ones is constitutionalist. And I just from the sound of it, it sounds like I'm a constitutionalist, but I didn't know if, you brought that term up to me, if there was like a defined term of what that type of person is.
Yeah, there's a constitutionalist party.
Oh.
Political party.
Oh,
yep.
That's excellent.
A few years ago, they had a pretty decent candidate. Can't remember who offhand, but... A constitutionalist is somebody that really just strictly is a fundamentalist of the Constitution, interpreting it in a traditional way,
right.
Not trying to talk about how it should evolve with the laws. The laws should evolve with the current day, the modern age. An excuse to say that they should outlaw firearms and
right.
And say, oh, we could only have muskets. No, I don't believe
well,
in that.
Right, whatever. Who's to define then what arms is or was or is now? And so that is always a topic of debate.
Yeah, a constitutionalist will adhere to it.
No, we obviously know that the Second Amendment is something that cannot be changed.
It's sacrosanct.
So it's just the way
sacred,
that
man. It's to prevent from government tyranny.
So now let me ask you, so my big thing right now is I try to, knowing again that the election was won by Trump, is I try to figure out what exactly his direction will be in the first 60 days. Like, I'm trying not to focus on the people around me that are angry about what should have been or could have been, the Democratic, all that. I don't really care. Because now we have to focus on what is Trump's agenda. And so one of the things... for me is, and it truly is, you know, constitutional matters would be immigration. So we need to look at, you know, what he's going to do there. And I say to people who are mad, I said, listen, be as mad as you want. You have to look to see what he's going to try to do. And my thing is, I haven't looked into the detail of exactly how many things Obama signed into executive order, but that's really where, in a very quick manner, Trump was going to come in and just say those things are gone. He came in and Obama signed on the line for himself what he believed and said, you know, I don't need Congress, I don't need Senate, I do what I want. And so those things are coming back. And so that's what I need to, you know, for me, I know he challenged our Constitution in many ways, but that's where I'm right now, I'm hopeful is... I don't even know the specifics of what he took away, but I'm pretty sure all those things are coming back. So I have hope that the fears that I had for America changing too much in the favor of what the Democrats wanted will actually be reversed. So that's what I don't... Again, I'm trying to put more thought and more research into that to figure out what's coming back our way, that what was taken away.
Yeah, what was taken away? Well, you may repeal Obamacare. Definitely going to be a tax break for...
corporations.
Yeah.
Right? That's, well, here's, listen. You as the day is long, the reason why people come here and the fight to come here, immigration, all of it, right? We all have to realize it's all about the dollar. And so at one point in time, and that's where, again, you can base Trump's success on the fact there are a lot of people who remember when the dollar meant something. And they remember an America of people with respect for each other, and whether or not it's church-going people, whatever it is, there's still a lot of those people that exist, not on the East or the West Coast. And that's what was proven to me in the election is, you know, we might go back to where people actually have values and people might actually think about doing more of the right thing when they make their decisions, especially because they've seen such a change in a bad direction, especially with the radical Democratic Party that exists right now. You know, the radical left, they are just very anti-American in my book, and I think it's a lot of people's book. So how we deal with that, and how do we make sure that the people here, I don't mind where you come from, whether it be Mexico, whether it be Syria, whether it be wherever it is, if you come here with a respect and a concept of, again, what are the rules of America? And if I always say, if you forget the rules, we have a constitution. So as long as you come here and let people know you're here and you work and you pay your taxes, and I do all those things, and I'm a poor student and I still have to pay taxes, and people, you know, I have to apply and do paperwork for things that I want. And I think the people that are exploiting the system come in, they don't even have to fill out paperwork. They don't even need an ID or an alias or whatever it is. They're getting health care. Their children are in our schools, and therefore people who pay and for things for America, their resources are being exploited by these people because their children aren't getting the education they deserve, because our education system now is being overrun with people who have now come here, some of them even illegally, and they have families here, and they have those kids in the school system, which, being someone who's involved with education, I get it. We want people to be educated. And I hope that the intention is they come here to be educated and to stay and help us be a better country. But if you take your education and go back to another country, which, segue, people approach me on my Democratic campus and say what my value would be overseas with the skills that I have, American skills that I have, going to da-da-da country, speaking American, and doing what I do with geographic systems, they're talking about tripling my paycheck. So think about that, which is most people come here, use us to be educated. They're transients. You know, they have no tie to America. They take their education. They go and benefit their society, while at the same time, all of the money that their parents are making and the people involved with their support group, while they're here in America, they have no intention of making our country. They don't even learn how to speak English half the time. And then they just go back and live like kings, and
yeah,
we're poorer. The population, the way that it is right now, we have more than enough population in America, as far as I'm concerned. And so the general idea is that we need to take on more, that America needs to just let more people. And that's great, except for our country, our population is controlled to some extent. You have foreign countries where they're populating by the millions, and they could you could never do anything about their population problem. But so we're going to spread the wealth over to where we are and take in more people for XYZ reason, but there's no reason for it. Right now, we need the biggest thing that I want to see happen. I'm not like, hey, build the wall. Hey, what? That's not the reason why, but we need to make sure that America as a whole focuses on that. And if Trump and his friends that have larger corporations, because we were talking about corporations before, those people will take the money now, and if they know that somebody like Donald Trump is in power, they will invest their money back in America. There will be companies that come back if they know that they can make a product, it be marketed here, and people bought it. And I think when you see the amount of people that voted for Trump, there are people, if you let them know, this inner web, whatever you want to call it, whatever the radical left calls us, the basket of deplorables, whether we're hillbillies, whether we're rebel flag flying guys with shotguns in the back of our trucks, however it is that they've portrayed us, that is great to me. We have a bunch of people who actually believe in what is the internal structure of America, and all those people exist within my realm of, and what really got me in the past election was when I heard the statistic. Now, this is because I would have believed otherwise with the way they smeared Trump with women, and he was this and that. 51% of white educated females voted for Trump. Now, I would have thought that Hillary got the women vote no matter what. But right. But and to me, that's what you have to go back when they scream that the voting was unfair. Look at that vote. The other vote is Trump got the Latino vote, even though they smeared him. That. But here's the thing is that if you're I don't want to say, but I have ties, family, with Latinas and Latinos and like all those things. And
okay.
Remember how Hillary said Latinos? Latinos. I'm great with the Latinos.
Yeah. She's
so it was right at that
China,
moment that the Latinos realized that she has no idea who they are. So I think almost half of them went for Trump. Even talking about building the wall, even talking about all the things that they tried to use to scare those type of people from voting for Donald Trump, that's what didn't work. They're trying to blame Facebook. Oh, he did too much Twitter. Oh, you know, he did it with the fact that he says, I remember what America was. I don't care who you are. If you have these values that you believe America should be better, if you have the anger and the fear in your heart of losing your job and not knowing if you're going to have another one, I'm trying to make that better. And that's the cry of the majority of America, because when Obama came into power, he's given the gift of, oh, he helped us out of a recession. The money that he had and what he did with it was he gave it back to the banks and the investors in the stock market. It never came back to the middle class as was supposed to. In the recession, who's hurt? It's the middle class. Obama rewards the rich somehow. Nobody realizes it.
Right.
So the middle class at that time, which there was a lot of people who voted for Obama, and they said, oh my God, no, he is on the right path. And what happened was is that Obama became very about Obama and his agenda. His health care drained his soul. He put so much energy into that, and immediately people knew it was a failure. So it was at that time when that failed in my book, because I watched that every step of the way. I was hoping that the Supreme Court found it, that he was in violation with what he did. I was never, and I'll tell you this, and I'm not a hater because I'm a full-time student, and I get Obamacare, and I'll be the first to tell people how bad it actually is, but I get it for free, so if I got to go to 15 doctors, it's okay, but imagine being the average person that has to go to 4 or 5 doctors for one minor problem. It's not set up well, and so Obama has done nothing. And so 8 years later, we get those people. We get half the Obama voters, which are Democratic. They say, hey, we'll go with a guy who knows something.
And Hillary said she wanted to get elected so she could make it better, which would just, we all know, would make it worse.
The concept of the swamp, which has been brought back to Trump because he makes one comment about it. If that is how in the future, if I could, I'm thinking about, I try to help people learn. I'm an educator. So I'm trying to think the best way to show people from this radical left that does exist. Because I was attacked this week, and we'll get into my when they attacked me this week, but it's irrelevant.
Okay.
But the point is that the swamp exists. And so it really exists on this radical left side.
It really is. The leaders of these, of the left, of the radical left right now, people like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, they're writing papers when they were in college. They were influenced so much. They speak about Saul Alinsky, who wrote the book, Rules for Radicals. which talks about how to create dissent and basically radicalize the population, leaning towards democratic, extreme left beliefs.
Well, that's why they've, since the election, they try to, I have a, so here's the not conspiracy theory is this. So, which is, I used to believe that Facebook was rigged in the democratic process, and I saw it in a couple elections. And so what I figured out as of the last election was that I wasn't going to be on Facebook during the, because they skewed their media in such a hard direction towards the left that I couldn't even bear to look at it. And the lies that they portrayed was even heavier than the average media. So now they're coming under fire because they're looking for, the Democrats are looking for anyone to blame right now for why they lost. So now it's, oh, Facebook, why did you publish all this fictitious news? Well, guess what? Facebook is a private or public, whatever you want to call it, we should be able to publish whatever we want.
Right.
If there's a video, it can be, you can do whatever you want and send it to whatever friends. False, not false, freedom of speech. Why would someone who founded something to me, and but believe me, I knew it was rigged with Facebook a long time before this conversation. And that's why I always limited, you know, there's certain, and again, you know that when you and I have candid conversation, I don't have these type of conversations via text or via anything online because I don't like my conversations used against me, which is you, anything you write can end up somewhere in cyberspace. And whether or not Facebook is collecting that information, and just all you had to do was write the word Republican, and all of a sudden, your whole Facebook feed changes, your whole yep. attitude towards you changes, and everything you're linked to. Because remember, as much as this conversation is Democratic or Republican, you have both, there's people trying to market either side of it. So in other words, there is things that can be sold to Democrats. There's things that can be sold to Republicans. If Facebook is a forum for freedom, I say, I go on. I know what they, in my early days of Facebook, I used to talk a lot about surfing, and I was a firefighter. If I log on to Facebook, even now, I still have links to things like, hey, you know, want to go on vacation to an island? Or, hey, you know what I mean? Like, you know, want some firefighter gear? It is still from me talking about things in that. And then my browsers got linked to it, whether it be Yahoo, whether it be Gmail.
And Yahoo came under fire. They were absolutely selling us out. They were giving away all of our information on Yahoo.
But I told, but
so wait, delete your Yahoo accounts.
So, wait, so here's the thing is that I always do, because that was, I worked, we'll say, for a high-level news agency. And what I'll tell you is this, is that with that high level of news agency, I saw how it skewed to the left then. We, a friend of mine, we would watch news come off the line, off of the worldwide, and we would watch things that wouldn't get published at an American level. This news agency obviously had, you know, ties into worldwide affairs. So it was at that time that I realized how the left is, and how skewed it is, and how much they can control what it is that you see. And you can either believe that or not, but that's also why in early 2000, most larger, not even larger newspapers, they still exist. Most newspapers don't exist in print anymore. It's all online, everything that, and so as much as we can criticize Facebook is as much as we can criticize the New York Times for publishing stuff that is a direct smear and directly racist of certain people that exist as a larger demographic in our American society. There's stuff that is published on a daily basis that should not go to print, that is basically anti-government. And that is something that is what needs to be addressed, not how is it that they tried to make, I said that real, they made Obama look cool on Facebook. He got the college vote. All those things, you know? So when's going to be the next president that looks cool to people? They're never going to, they might not ever exploit that. That might not ever be there again. What did Donald Trump do that they're get? Donald Trump exploited Twitter as far as they were concerned, which maybe he did. But that is a way of him getting his point across to people who follow him. And he writes things, people reply, he writes back. And that's, there was nothing more transparent than Donald Trump's Twitter account. That's,
yeah. And I think that was a very good thing. That this, yes, this was, oh my God, he was like a viral candidate. He, yes, used social media, and social media is skewing its what it allows on its site. I, just one quick example, I saw an article the other day, I don't know if it was Facebook or Twitter, somebody posted something saying along the lines of, I hate white people because for voting Trump, and then somebody else said, I hate black people for da 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 and voting for Clinton.
You wanted to make me laugh, right?
And guess what? Yeah, and I guess know. What? The ones that said they hate whites, their account was reported, and they found nothing wrong with it. The person that said they hate blacks, it was reported, they found something wrong and suspended the account.
Right.
Unbelievable. That's bias.
On that note, my, and this is, so when I'm up where I go to school, it is a democratic environment. So I run into somebody who,
yeah, I went there too.
We're not, but I'll tell you, I run into a friend who, we're not political friends. We're friends from, I worked up in Jersey City. I hang out in Jersey City. I go to school in Jersey City. And this is someone who I hadn't run into in probably about a year. So the reason was is that they had faded away from school. So I said, oh, why are you back in school? And he said, crazy story. And again, this is factual information. He's posted something on his Instagram account, angry about, and he was just joking around, with, you know what I mean, talking to me, like laughing about it. He goes, hey, I posted some funny shit, or what I thought was funny, about, you know, wanting to get out Obama or something to that effect. And he said the next thing that he knew, there was Secret Service knocking at his door, legit, informing him that he could do 20 years for just threatening the president via social media.
Wow. Now that is, that's scary. And then, but do you, wow, and the way you point that out, there was tons of those kind of similar threats.
I will bet
that, against Trump.
I will bet that there, a lot of people got knocks on their doors, and that's what, and so here's the thing. I say to people all the time when I have to do the debate right now, because I have to do the debate with Democratic people. They know my stance up at school, and people got really cocky with me because people really believed that Hillary was going to win. And in the final days of coming up to the election, when media was skewing it in her that she was going to win, I had a few people that got more confrontational with me, thinking that an inevitable Trump loss was coming, who I have not seen in a week and a half to just, you know, set the tone with them of, hey, listen, we never talked about this, but it's pretty apparent, you know. You know, Trump has won the presidency, haven't seen you at school. Maybe you packed it up or went to Canada, like some people are talking, but I don't know. But the thing is that there's some people that are mad about what went on. And again, they fell for their own lies. And it's happened before. In 2012 was even, they projected that Mitt Romney was behind by a lot. Just leave it at that. It was a very tight race where he won the popular vote, but not the electoral. Now, my own, this goes back to, I was very disgruntled when Obama won. And I didn't know what to do with myself. I had lost a lot of Facebook battles. And so I said I was going to fade out for a little while. And whatever, plus I also felt like they were also editing things I was saying to people, but I really couldn't put a finger on it because there was a lot of things going on. I had people delete me on Facebook. I was comfortable with it. I was standing up for what I believed was right. But it was back then that, again, Facebook really leaned left. Then more media that was published on Facebook, they also leaned left. So it just became a society within the new generation of digital, and I don't know if you consider it digital media. What is it, the term that you use, Andrew, in the term of...
the alternative media?
But just in general, social media just in general, it is now an entity in itself. So it was being developed and manipulated by Obama, was the first one, as far as I'm concerned. Then the next one comes around and they say Mitt Romney's going to lose by a lot. And if they didn't portray that the whole time, it might... If he would have won the electoral vote, it would have been a different story. Nobody cried at that time about the electoral vote. Now there's another thing that the Democrats are crying about. Revamp the whole electoral college thing. And if I didn't know at the time when Obama won the second time and I looked at the electoral vote, it was kind of then that I said, wow, if they hang on to what they have, the Democrats right now, they could ride this out with the electoral vote for maybe another election cycle. But what if you look at the reason why that did not happen, yes, Trump is going to be a great president as far as I'm concerned, but Hillary really screwed up on a couple levels on her own that made it unforgivable. In other words, you have a saying, you know, if you live in a glass house, don't throw stones. Hillary and her campaign should have never smeared Donald Trump with the women the way that she did, knowing that her husband banged women in the White House. It doesn't matter. People can say it wasn't her. He did these things and came under fire and was investigated for while he was the president. And there we go. My big thing when I argue on the streets right now at Jersey City is, can we talk about what Donald Trump's going to do when he is president? It is a little bit, I enjoy right now looking.
He's going to put us to work.
But here's the thing is that he's hasn't picked
anyone.
Some
people don't like that.
He hasn't done anything, and it's already speculated that all these bad things are going to happen. If I would have ever sat there when Obama came in with all the bad things that I thought was going to happen, I couldn't say anything to anyone because everybody was around me was dancing in the streets like, yay, Obama. So I had to sit quiet and say, cool, Obama's cool. And again, I come from an area where I grew up where I was the minority. We'll leave it at that. There was a predominantly black environment around me. And so I have a lot of black friends, so I went with the flow. And again, I went back to school, and Obama gave me money and healthcare and benefits, and I'm taking all those things. And I'm also very happy that now when I'm done with school and I have some new skills, a Bachelor of Science, and just like I planned, the Republicans are coming into power. They're saying there's going to be more jobs. I'm going to kind of end on this. I think I've given you a lot of real. Do we need to talk about anymore? But I believe that there's going to be more jobs because of Trump. And that's why I believe. And that's the reason he won the election to me, is he's saying there's going to be more jobs. He's going to bring them back to us. And he also kind of, the number one thing that is focused on in the Constitution, and whether you believe it or not, and I don't really care. I'm a scientist. I know what I believe. But remember, our country was founded on God and the Constitution and doing the right thing. And if anyone can tell me that Hillary or Obama or anybody has been doing the right thing for America and taking into consideration our generations to come and building a strong America and a functioning society, those people didn't care. They just wanted to line their pockets and take away the America as we know it. And again, stay tuned. But I'm pretty sure, I will bet on it, that Donald Trump is going to do some things to make America better. I'll bet on it. Betting to my degree on it. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks for coming on the show.
This has been a worldwide broadcast. End of transmission.